Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Environment, whether they're learning at school or learning online, they need new shoes to help give them the energy and endurance to learn, run, and play under unusual circumstances. They need New Balance shoes. They're designed specifically for younger feet with cutting-edge technology, and they come in some pretty cool colors, too. And when you shop at the New Balance Memphis store, our in-store fit experts will scan and measure your feet, resulting in a shoe that fits you perfectly. Come to the New Balance Memphis store to get the exact fit you need and help support your local store. We'll treat you right. Stop by and give us a chance to earn your business. New Balance Memphis. Located in the Cordova Town Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis. Your feet will thank you.
Oh, it's doing great. I've been on it now for about three and a half years. I've lost 67 pounds, and I feel better than I did at age 40. I'm just getting older. That's the only thing that doesn't stop. Other than that, I feel good.
Listen, we're all getting older, but that doesn't mean you have to feel your age. Are you ready to turn back the clock? It's 2020, and there's never been a better time to start looking and feeling young again. Introducing Andro400.com. Andro400.com has proven solutions to help melt belly fat, increase mood and memory, increase energy, and bring that spark back to your love life. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435 to see which product is right for you. Try the safe and natural way to start feeling and looking your best. And there's nothing to lose with an industry-leading 90-day money-back guarantee. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Third floor study hall.
First floor homeroom.
My dining room table.
Wherever school happens for you this year, Staples has everything from notebooks to sanitizer, laptops to face masks. Now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase of hand sanitizer, masks, and other PPE products. Go to staples.com/20offPPE for your coupon.
In front of the TV.
No chance, kiddo.
Staples. Shop in-store or pick up curbside. Ends 8/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Curbside available in most stores.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All law firms are not the same. There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
Get more with McDonald's 4 for $4. It's a full meal that includes a tasty sandwich, chicken McNuggets, fries, and a medium drink for just $4. And now, McDonald's 4 for 4 comes with plenty of sandwich options to choose from, like the fiery hot and spicy McChicken or the classic McChicken you love. McDonald's 4 for 4. Swing by and get yours today. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, guy trying to shingle his own roof.
Yeah.
Don't you have a degree in business?
Why, yes, I do.
Why are you trying to remodel your own roof?
I figured I could save some money.
Do you really know what you're doing?
I watched some videos.
Are you warranting your own work?
Can I do that?
Looks like you need to replace some wood as well.
It's okay.
Exactly. Call Bennett Roofing. With over 20 years' experience, they make sure your roofing work is done right. Call 901-359-9708 or BennettRoofingMemphis.com.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. On your cell, dial pound law. Pound law, that's all.
Free background information available upon request.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. But you never listen to my advice. You don't try very hard to please me. With what you know, it should be easy. Well, this could be the last time. This could be the last time. Maybe the last time. I don't know.
Now,
it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is The Last Time by the Rolling Stones, one of their early singles. Because this could be the last time we see the Memphis Grizzlies in action in the 2019-2020 season.
All right, I'm going to get to the Grizzlies in a moment. Before I do that, I wanted to tell people that the Daily Memphian has a story up about breaking news. The city fairgrounds has become Liberty Park in the latest post-pandemic plan. The city has signed a letter of intent with Capstone Development for two hotels on the Central Avenue frontage. There you go. Have you read this story? Do you know anything about the story? You've written about
I have not read the story, so it's not clear to me whether this is a different plan or a new name for this, essentially the same plan. It seems like it's essentially the same plan, which was a mixed-use facility with the anchor being a youth sports complex. I mean, that's sort of always been the plan, a youth sports complex, and then hopefully you get some retail and hotel action around that, and you get some public green space with it. And it's not clear to me that plan has fundamentally changed, other than that it's being rebranded
right.
And moving forward.
I'm looking at the story right now. The biggest change seems to be the name, because
right.
They're calling it a park, and they're calling it, instead of, they're calling it Liberty Park. The Liberty does not mean there's going to be any kind of Liberty Land a theme park on it. They want to emphasize that it is a park. So I'll just read a little bit of the story. The fairgrounds will become Liberty Park, with an indoor sports complex and hotels under the city's latest push to redevelop the 160-acre public property while emerging from the COVID-19 pandemic. The rebrand announced Thursday, August 13th, has a 2022 target date for opening the first phase. A website, libertyparkmemphis.com, shows the proposed development. There are a lot of people who don't even know it is a park. Parkland operated by the Parks Division, said Mary Claire Boris, manager of strategic initiatives, blah, blah, blah. As we started to think about new names, we realized it was kind of a flaw that needed to be corrected. Are you optimistic about a youth sports complex and hotels on the site of the Liberty, on the site of the fairgrounds?
I mean, you know, it's hard for me to say, as if I know more than the people who have been planning this for years. I mean, on one hand, it seems to me that anything that's going to be coming there is already happening somewhere else. And so, like, you're going to be competing with other places. The fact that it is indoor sports, that it's initially basketball, I assume, like, cheerleading, volleyball, that kind of stuff, probably is better competitively for Memphis than if they were trying to like bring baseball tournaments to the middle of the city. I'm guessing that seems to be what their research suggests, and that seems to make sense to me. That trying to get more like basketball tournaments and that kind of stuff into the fairgrounds area of Memphis is probably a better bet than some other sports. But as sort of anchor tenants go, I mean, it seems to me like not that bad of an idea, because it is the kind of thing that is of use just for Memphians too. It's not just like it would only be for the tournaments. Hopefully, you bring it in competition. That's where the economic support comes from. But it's not like a thing that just goes unused otherwise. It can be used just by people in Memphis, presumably. And so I think it's, as plans go, I think it seems to be a pretty decent one.
Yeah, you've made the point before that you look at this in terms of how, rather than what does it draw from the outside, how does this enhance, generally with any of these developments, how do they enhance the day-to-day experience of living in Memphis? And hopefully that will be a part of it. Okay, you also wrote about in your Memphis 10, which is up, I have tweeted it out. A couple things I wanted to touch on. You did the whole school has started, and you did the traditional take a picture of the kids heading off to their first day of school this week. Is that correct?
Yep. We every year we stand them up in front of our back gate and by our driveway, and we take a picture, and then we get in the car and we go to school. Except this year, my son just walked past me looking at me because I'm talking about him. yeah. He gave me a thumbs up. He's okay about it. Except this year, we lined them up, we took their picture, and then they went right back inside the house.
And your son was barefoot. That's fantastic.
He's barefoot right now.
And are you hopeful that there will be, and has there been any indication as they embark on these virtual schools that this is subject to change? In other words, do you think are you hopeful that by spring, by January, by the new year, that they will be in school? Are you looking at this as a permanent thing? I'm not permanent, but this is how you're going to spend the school year? Or are you hopeful that at some point they'll be actually in physical classroom?
I mean, who knows? I mean, I think there's certainly the plan is not – no one is saying on the front end we're going to be doing this virtual all year. The plan is to reevaluate, and it's to reevaluate even earlier than, a second semester. I don't have a lot of hope that it's going to change before a second semester. But I think that, if we can bring our community spread down low enough, I think there will be an urge to try to get back in school for a second semester would be my guess.
Yeah. Okay. Then you also wrote about Graceland. It is Elvis week. What is going on this Elvis week? How are they doing Elvis week this week?
Well, Elvis Week itself is going to be a mix. They're calling it modified, and so a lot of the panels that they would normally do live, they are being sort of streamed, and like you can go to Graceland and like sit in various places and watch them streamed at Graceland. But there's also a virtual Elvis Week thing where you can buy virtual tickets and do stuff online. They're still doing the candlelight vigil, and it's still free, but you have to get tickets in advance and get, I guess set up certain times to go because they're limiting the amount of people at a time that can go up. And they're doing something they've never done before, where they're doing drive-in movies, like Elvis movies, there at across the street from the house. So all that's like the Elvis Week stuff. But what I mainly wrote about was the new exhibits they installed, which they installed this week in conjunction with Elvis Week, but they're permanent exhibits. It's not just something for Elvis Week. So you can go when, you know, next month or next year or whatever, presumably. And so they basically upgraded. If you haven't been to Graceland in the last 3 years, it's way better than it used to be across the street in terms of the museum exhibit stuff outside the house.
Yep.
Like, it's massively upgraded from what it used to be. It's pretty cool. But they this week they added 10 new sort of interactive gadgety kind of things to go along with just, like, you know, the stuff you're looking at. And so instead of just looking at the cars and looking at the clothes and looking at the videos and whatever, there's some stuff you can interact with. And so they have some golf cart simulators where you can, like, drive around the Graceland grounds, drive behind the house like Elvis would. And they've got some things where you can basically place yourself inside various scenarios, movie scenes and album covers and movie posters, and get your picture taken with Elvis and send that to your email. And the one I like is they've got this sort of interactive dance floor thing where it's like a quiz, guided quiz thing where there's five different questions, and you sort of, you know, vote with your feet on these multiple choice things on this sort of LED dance floor. So they just basically got a little bit more. They upgraded their technology in terms of some of the exhibits.
This is the part, but and all of this is physically in the across the street part. Is that where it's located?
Yeah, it's called, I guess they call it Elvis Presley's Memphis or whatever. It's the whole where you get your tickets to go to the house. There's a whole complex there. You know, it's the car museum and a movie career museum. There's the Sun Records exhibit, and there's tons of stuff over there.
You can read it at the Daily Memphian. Also, you closed with the five best songs about, not by Elvis, but about Elvis or Graceland. And
no, about Graceland.
About Graceland. And what was the number one?
Well, number one's obvious. It's Graceland by Paul Simon. That's the one that everybody knows.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you can check out the other four best songs about Graceland by going to the Daily Memphian and reading his piece. All right, Grizzlies play today. How significant is it if they win or lose? Is there anything right? I mean, obviously it's significant they can't get into the play-in, but, like, should we particularly care?
I don't know. That's an individual decision. Like, you know, I mean, if you're a fan of a team and they're playing a game and you're watching the game, you're probably rooting for them to win. I mean, that's just sort of the way it works, right? And so, yeah, I mean, it's not significant. In the grand history of the franchise, it's probably not significant. I mean, in theory, like, they could win this, and then you get into the play-in, and maybe you get through that, then you get to the Lakers series, and then, like, the Lakers kind of don't look great right now.
They do
and,
not.
Like,
yeah.
You know, who knows what could happen? But I don't think any of us really feel like the odds of that chain of events is that great. And so, you know, you get a chance to play a game, and a game that matters. There is something, you know, it's an elimination game, basically, for your season. And you get a chance to ward off elimination, which would be something. And if that happens, you will be in a high-profile game. You will be in essentially a playoff game against probably Portland.
It's interesting to think, like, watching them to get manhandled against Boston, I think it's just deflating, right? You want a chance. And the way they've lost these games, particularly going down early in almost all of them, and then you sort of remind yourself that it's not just that they're missing three players and weren't that good to begin with, were very young to begin with, would not have been in any playoff situation in a typical year, given how, even, you know, how given their record. But the three players they're missing, each in their own way, extraordinarily significant. I mean, what go through them. What are they? What obviously missing Ja would be worse, but these three, and maybe we have a new appreciation because of their absence, but, like, I don't know.
It's really crippling to an offense that already was, you know, was below average in the league. And that's below average in a 30-team league, not below average in a 22-team league, where it's probably towards the very bottom of the teams that are there in terms of offensive ability, given their lack of shooting and their general lack of creation. And so, like, to me, Jaren Jackson Jr. is the skeleton key for the whole team, because his ability, he's your best shooter on your team, and so he is what gives you that offensive threat and what gives you space. He's what gives Ja Morant more space to get in the lane. He's what gives Jonas Valanciunas more space in the paint. Relative to other players who could be there. And then defensively, because he can guard the rim, his ability to they can play small and not give up a defensive presence. And so to me, Jaren Jackson Jr. he's not the best player on the team because that's John Morant. But he's sort of the skeleton key that sort of unlocks all kinds of different stuff that they can do. And so that's an enormous loss. But because they don't have a lot of shooting and because they don't have a lot of great one-on-one scorers, and probably, setting Jackson aside, it's like Ja and Jonas, that's sort of about it. Because they don't have a lot of shooting or one-on-one scorers, they have a lot of players who need shots created for them. And Tyus Jones is sort of, he's sort of the WD-40 that sort of greases a lot of that. And so if his own stats aren't great, he is helping the ball move around to get the players in spots they need to get shots. Winslow, we don't know because we just haven't seen. But in theory, based on what he did in Miami, he's a guy who can handle the ball and help create shots for himself and others too. And so that's a team that needs a lot of help. They need to help each other create shots. And a lot of that ability is gone now.
Yeah, I guess if you're calling Jaren Jackson Jr. the skeleton key for the first team, in some ways, Tyus Jones is that for the second team in totally different ways, but makes right. it work, makes it all work. And then, yes, then we don't know what Justice Winslow would have been. The Bucks, it's funny because Bucks and Lakers, number one seeds in the East and in the West, neither has been great, though. Has the bubble changed? Now, you were always – you preferred the Clippers to the Lakers anyway, so it wouldn't have reshaped your pecking order, but maybe it has reshaped your thoughts about the chances or even amplified your thoughts about – what do you think about both the Bucks and the Lakers coming out of the East and the West, given what we've seen in the bubble?
I don't think anything, in terms of my opinion, has changed about the Bucks. I mean, the Bucks. They've just sort of coasted through this because it doesn't really matter that much. I think they are still, the favorite in the East, but I continue to believe they are not quite as strong a favorite as their resume would suggest they should be. I think their resume suggests they should just run through the East, and I am not confident of that. I wasn't before the bubble, and I'm not now. I would pick them, but I don't think they're an overwhelming favorite the way their resume suggests they should be. Mostly because, there's questions about Budenholzer deep in the playoffs, and as great as Giannis is, there's questions about him. Is he the guy who takes over games offensively in a playoff playoff games when everything slows down and everything bogs down? Is he going to be able to get shots in a way that LeBron can get shots and Kawhi can get shots? There's sort of that question. With the Lakers, I think there's more concern about the Lakers I'm not a big fan of Avery Bradley and Rajon Rondo, but it is their starting backcourt. They lost their starting backcourt. So if you lose two starters on a team, whatever you think of the players or I think of the players, they think they're good because they're starting them relative to the other players they have. And so there is a little bit of that. I thought the Lakers were, again, I thought the Clippers were the better team anyway. But I think the Lakers, to me, there's more concern. I would be more concerned about the Lakers play in the bubble from their perspective than I would be concerned about the Bucks play in the bubble.
If the Grizzlies happen to lose, it opens the door for the Suns, who have Dallas today, I believe. Suns-Portland, listen, I hope the Grizzlies win, mostly to avoid ignominy of not making the play-in game of whatever. But if they lose, you could have a very interesting play-in between Phoenix and Portland. How much has Phoenix, and something you're going to address next week, I believe, but how much has Phoenix changed what you think of them going forward?
I think Phoenix is, it's not just the record that they have. I just think they're a team who, for the first time, you can see the pieces fitting and everything clicking into place in terms of they have go-to guys on the perimeter and in the paint. They have role players who are the exact – if you think of, who are the kind of role players you want around these stars, which are Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton, you want a 3-and-D guy. Mikal Bridges, I think, looks like he can be an elite 3-and-D guy. You want sort of a stretchy – because Ayton is such a true center, you don't need some big hulking rebounder next to him. So you want a power forward who can stretch the floor and create space and be a knockdown shooter. And Cam Johnson, not a star by any stretch, but looks like he could be a great shooting specialist. They get a lot of pieces that seem to fit together well. It took them long enough to get there, but they have pieces that seem to fit together. They're not a completed puzzle either. I mean, there's questions going forward about their point guard play and whether they need a third real sort of, you know, quasi-star the way we think the Grizzlies do. It's not clear they have that. But I think Phoenix looks like a team that should be, you know, that should certainly be competing for a playoff spot next season.
Whose future do you like more, Grizzlies or Phoenix?
This is a bias talking maybe, but I think the Grizzlies, I think most people would tell you that the Ja Morant ceiling is higher than the Devin Booker ceiling, and I believe that. I think Ayton, Jaren Jackson is a closer conversation. Like I was obviously a big DeAndre Ayton booster coming out of college. I think that's a much closer conversation. They're very different kind of players. Obviously, Jaren is now dealing with the knee thing, but I do think the upside with Jaren in terms of his impact, you know, combining the shooting and the defense that he has, which is so rare, I think his ceiling is also higher. And so I like the ceiling of a Morant-Jackson combo better than the ceiling of a Booker-Ayton combo.
One of the things that they are kicking around at ESPN this morning, ESPN.com this morning, was whether the 8-9 play-in game should be here to stay even as we move forward, with the caveats that both teams, let's say, would have to be over 500, and maybe just like this year, they'd have to be within three games of each other. You wouldn't want it if there was a big gap. Would you be in favor of that or opposed?
I might be in favor of that. I mean, it depends on how specifically you do it. I'm not sure what the best way would be in the context of a regular season. Generally speaking, I'm in favor of being creative, and I'm in favor of having fewer than 82 games or fewer than 82 normal regular season games. So if you shrink 82 games down to something lower and then find a way to have more games that feel sort of playoff-y, like, I'm generally in favor of that. But to me, the best thing about all this, and I don't think you'd replicate this in a normal season, but to me, the best thing about it is not the play-in as much as the staggered elimination. That you at a certain point in the season, you got rid of eight worst teams and then
right.
kept playing.
That's interesting.
What's that?
No, that's an interesting idea. I don't know how you would do that. You like the idea of sort of saying go home.
I envision this scenario where, like, you're playing your normal season, and as soon as the team is mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, they just stop playing. And then you redo the schedule, and then you keep going, right?
Yeah.
So the idea of just like, you know, there's a trap door that opens and, like, you just fall through and you're gone, like once you're eliminated, and then, you know, there are fewer bad teams playing. I kind of like that. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, Jeffrey's point was he's against the 8-9 because 82 games is enough. Like, if you can't prove you belong in the top eight with 82 games, but your point is maybe we could do this with fewer than 82 games.
I agree with that. But my point would be, let's not have 82 games.
Yeah.
So I would not do 82 games and a play-in. I would not do that.
Right. Get to have the play-in, get rid of the 82, cut the 82 games down to 70 or something, and help us out on all fronts. All right, Chris, thanks very much. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Kevin Cerrito is going to rejoin us now. We'll play Writer Than Right Trivia. Back in a moment, Jeff Crockett Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The way Paul Cowers phrased it to me is, it's on full blown, no holds barred. And he was talking, of course, about O'Call's semi-annual sale. It'll never be better than it is right now, with savings on all spring and summer merchandise throughout the store. Women's clothing is 50 to 70% off. Men's clothing is 30 to 50% off. And there's new merchandise arriving every single day. I'd go just to check out the brand new performance knit shirts, brand new patterns, brand new styles. It's just hot out there, isn't it? Now is the time to get the performance knits you need. As for me, my eldest son Ben celebrated his 23rd birthday the other day, and I've already promised I'll take him to the semi-annual sale. His wardrobe needs some freshening up as he starts a new job after college. Plus, we'll get some new five-pocket pants by Brax and by Peter Millar. Whatever you need, there's simply no better time to stop in and see your friends at O'Call. It is their semi-annual sale, and it's no holds barred.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Go back in time with radio.com Rewind. And just so you know, no DeLorean necessary. All you need is the radio.com app. You can pause and rewind your favorite news and sports stations when you listen on radio.com and the radio.com app. Take a short trip 15 seconds back, start your favorite show over, or travel a whole 24 hours back in time. Great Scott! Radio.com Rewind will change the way you listen to radio forever. Yeah, that sounds like hype, but we're serious. Check it out and time travel today. Radio.com Rewind. Plutonium optional.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bacon, not bacant. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity. Honey butter goodness is spread. And the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Oil change coming up? We can help you out. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And if you need it fast, we can help you get it fast. Whether it's at home with our next day delivery or in-store and curbside with our free same-day pickup. The choice is yours. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Dell supports America's entrepreneurs during Small Business Month with all you need to office anywhere. Save up to 45% on computers and servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10. Plus, save on top-brand tech while enjoying free shipping on everything. And special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the tech that's just right. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, welcome to the Jeff Calkins Show. I kind of screwed up. I got to tell you, Jeffrey, didn't I? I should have told people to call in if they wanted to play Writer Than Write trivia.
Props to people that called anyway.
And I should have picked a caller. Instead, you people are so smart that I just signed off and you called anyway. You remembered the phone number, 5353776.
Which is a little disconcerting for me.
You remembered to call it. Why?
Because these people.
Because they wanted them lining up to beat the hell out of Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. People are lining up to beat the hell out of Jeffrey here on Writer Than Write trivia. Anyway, y'all called in anyway. We just picked a caller. And the... And the caller is J.D. in Hughes, Arkansas, so Jeffrey can be beaten by people from any state. We are rejoined by Kevin Cerrito, our trivia master, who joins us now. How is everything in the world of trivia, Kevin?
Oh, it's exciting. It's lots going on. Not just trivia anymore, so we're doing all types of different virtual events all over town, helping people out. Hosted bingo for the University of Memphis Alumni Association virtually last night. We're doing some stuff with the University of Memphis orientation tomorrow, and of course, Matching in Memphis tonight. Memphis is a local game show we host online every single Thursday night.
And how do people find that game show? What time is it? Tell us that.
So Matching in Memphis is tonight. It's 8:30 every Thursday night. We've been streaming on Facebook Live and our website, CerritoTrivia.com, but we're branching out now. Officially, you can watch us on Twitch or Twitter or YouTube now as well. We just started a YouTube channel, so we're actually giving away a pair of passes to Malco Movie Theater to one of our first 100 subscribers on YouTube, as we just got that rolling this week. So we'll be on every single one of those, so whichever is your preferred way to watch stuff, starting at 8:30, you can watch and match and win along with us live tonight at 8:30.
All right, it is Righter Than Right trivia. Jeffrey Wright is our defending champion, and will take on J.D. in Hughes Park. Welcome to the show, J.D. I'm going to hand you over to Kevin now. Are you confident, J.D.?
I'm fairly confident, yes.
Perfect. That's all you need. Kevin, you got it. Take it away.
Okay, so the controversy coming off the last time we played, it's been a couple of weeks, and 2 weeks ago, Jeffrey won by forfeit, mm-hmm. but still played to entertain the audience,
yes.
because that's what he does, even
exactly.
though so many people tune in to cheer against him every week, mm-hmm. he's still trying to get the people to rally behind him. So the streak continues, as far as I understand, on the record. The streak
yes.
is on the line, J.D., in Arkansas tonight. Or today, or rather, we're theme for the wheel. Of course, we're going to choose your own adventure, as we always do, for Righter Than Right trivia. Today it is Elvis theme because it is Elvis week. So I'm going to give you the title of two Elvis songs. You pick which song you want to listen to, and that's what your question will come from that category. There's two mm-hmm. questions in each category, JD. You have to pick either you're going to want question one or question two. It's all random on what you'll get, but you get to choose your adventure on if you want one or two. So what number do you want, JD?
Two.
Going to go with two today. All right, let's begin this music journey through Elvis Aaron Presley's catalog. We've got Heartbreak Hotel or Wooden Heart. Which one do you want to listen to? Heartbreak Hotel or Wooden Heart?
Wooden Heart.
Wooden Heart. And you've got question number two. What organ's main function is to help clean waste material from your blood before the blood returns to your heart?
The liver.
That would be incorrect.
What's the correct answer?
A liver, kidney.
Kidney. Kidney. Going with kidney. Sorry,
kidney.
JD. Sorry about that.
That would have been my second.
Well, you only sadly, in this game, you only get one. Over to Jeffrey. Jeffrey?
Let's go Heartbreak Hotel.
Jeffrey Heartbreak Hotel, he gets number one. Oh, look, here's the wrestling question tonight. The Heartbreak Kid was the nickname of what multi-time WWE champion?
Shawn Higginbotham, also known as Shawn Michaels.
That is correct. Jeffrey's on the board.
Damn.
Oh, come on.
Darn.
Jeffrey right. leads 1-2-0. On to round two.
All right, JD, your next song selection, I choose between The Wonder of You or Jailhouse Rock.
Jailhouse Rock.
Going with Jailhouse Rock. What prison famously earned the nickname The Rock?
Wait, earned the nickname what?
The Rock.
The Rock.
What prison?
Oh, Alcatraz. That is correct. You were on the board.
Ties it up 1-1. Over to Jeffrey.
Kind of the easy question, but if you got
kind
a Jailhouse Rock category, you got to have that question's got Jail and The Rock in it, so you got to go with it. Jeffrey, you're up. Wonder of You or Jailhouse Rock?
Jailhouse Rock.
He's going Jailhouse Rock. Question number one. In the board game Monopoly, if you pay to get out of jail, how much does it cost?
Do not pass code. $200.
No, that's how much you get for passing go. You get $50 to get out of jail. So we have 1-1 score. So we go to question number three. Of course,
question number three.
Score
yep.
for us.
Yep.
Question three, your two Elvis songs to pick from this Elvis week. We have Hound Dog or Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear.
Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear.
Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear. Ooh, how many Build-A-Bear workshops are there in Shelby County?
Oh.
How many Build-A-Bear workshops are there?
I have no idea. And I promised my daughter to take her to one. Three?
You're going to have to look it up. Oh, so close. There's two. You got one out in Carville and Carriage Crossing, and then one at the Wolf Chase Galleria.
I knew three was high when I said it.
Okay, so we're still tied. Over to Jeffrey.
It was
Hound Dog or Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear.
Let's go Hound Dog.
Hound Dog, question number one. Hound Dog is the name of which Saved by the Bell character's pet canine?
Slater?
That is incorrect. We're looking for Screech. His dog.
Down to those two.
Mr. Belding's favorite, Saved by the Bell. Trivia question. Number four here, so we're choosing our own adventure this week based on Elvis songs. We have Too Much or Way Down. These are not, I don't think anybody's favorite Elvis songs, but we have Too Much or Way Down.
Too Much.
Both good songs. Both good songs, though. Too Much. A new book came out this year titled Too Much and Never Enough. It is a book that accuses President Trump of being a sociopath. Who wrote that book? Too Much and Never Enough. A new book here in 2020.
It was his niece, wasn't it? I don't know her name.
It would be Mary Trump. Mary Trump.
So you're not giving him credit for niece. Niece, you're not giving him credit for.
No, no. We were looking for who the author
got
is.
Yeah. Got a name. Sorry. He's a stickler, JD. Over to Jeffrey. And mind you, because I don't want to send you a book, JD, no offense, I'm rooting for Jeffrey. Over to Jeffrey. Go ahead.
It was Too Deep or what?
Too Much or Way Down.
Way Down.
Way Down. If you're going way down in the United States, what city is the southernmost point?
Key West, Florida.
That would be correct, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey takes the lead.
Woo-hoo!
Sorry, JD.
2-1.
0-5.
We want five questions, and then we'll wager. So this is the question before the wager. We have my favorite Elvis song, Suspicious Minds, or Burning Love.
My favorite Elvis song, too, Suspicious Minds.
So you got to go with Suspicious Mind. What famous director won an Oscar for directing A Beautiful Mind?
I don't know. Spielberg.
Ron Howard.
There we go. Yeah, that's correct. It is Ron Howard.
There you go. I know that because Fishman wrote a book about Brian Grazer, who was the producer of that show, so that movie. Anyway, onward we go to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, you can build on your lead here.
Everything ties together to the Jeff Calkins show. Jeffrey, Suspicious Minds or Burning Love?
Let's go Burning Love.
Burning Love. Who shot Mr. Burns on The Simpsons? Iconic episode of The Simpsons. A summer cliffhanger. Who shot Mr. Burns?
Mo?
Big spoiler here. It was Maggie.
Maggie.
God.
All right, so to go into the final wagering round with Jeffrey leading by one, is it 3-2? Is that what it is, or is it 3-2?
2-1.
2-1. 2-1. I'm trying to give you credit. 2-1. That's my one job. You had one job, Jeff, to keep going. Speaking of burning love, Aaliyah's birthday today.
Yes, and right? I just got a text message before the game started, and let me read to you what my lovely, amazing, supportive wife said.
What'd she say?
If you don't win on my birthday, I'm going to be upset.
Jeffrey, you should throw this. All right, so it is 2-1. We have now, you can wager, what's the category going to be, Kevin?
The two songs you're choosing from are going to be Crying in the Chapel or You're the Devil in Disguise. We're going religious here at the end.
All right, Jeffrey, show me how many will your vote. Okay, I see how many he is wagering. JD, how many are you wagering?
Well, since I only have the one to wager.
He is wagering one.
I usually know all of these answers. It's
the pressure, man. That's the way it always goes,
mm-hmm. JD. The way it always goes. JD is wagering one, as is Jeffrey. All right, JD, let's see if you can put pressure on him. Go ahead.
So you're going to go Crying in the Chapel or You're the Devil in Disguise?
Oh, Devil in Disguise.
Devil in Disguise. Devil's Tower is a national monument located in what U.S. state?
Oh, where is that thing?
You know them all, JD. You know them all.
Utah.
Close. That would be Wyoming.
Thanks for playing, JD.
So depressed.
Jeffrey wins.
Jeffrey wins. Let's see if he can.
Or does he? How much did he win?
He wagered one. Let's see if he can build on his lead. He's a winner either way. Let's see if he can. But yes. Thank you for playing, JD. We appreciate it. Jeffrey, go ahead.
The
chapel. He's got to go chapel. He's worried this year. Yeah.
Jeffrey, the chapel. The mural covering the wall at the Sistine Chapel, or the ceiling at the Sistine Chapel, was painted by what famous artist?
Michelangelo.
That is correct.
Listen to him. He's holding the football out as he crosses the end zone.
Jeff, if you don't want me to run my offense, then don't give me the ball.
Thank JD for playing. Jeffrey wins to start a new winning streak at one.
And he gets to go home tonight.
Kevin, it is we got match tonight at 8:30. At where?
Right, matching in Memphis tonight at 8:30. You can watch it wherever now.
Who's your celebrity tonight?
Celebrity.
So what we got? Muck Stickies back with us. Chelsea Chandler from Channel 30, radio icon, Tennessee Radio Hall of Famer, Bev Johnson will make her debut. And we've got Hollywood Phil from the Alabama blog and some other folks who will join us on the panel tonight. Jeff, we're waiting for the Grizz season to be over to have you on. Of course, Jeffrey. Yeah. Jeffrey joined us a few weeks ago. But Matching in Memphis, you can watch now on YouTube. If you subscribe to our YouTube channel, just search Sarita Entertainment on there, or Matching in Memphis. Find the YouTube channel, subscribe. We're giving away Malco passes to some a lucky subscriber later on. And the virtual Memphis Beer Festival, which you could have read about a couple weeks ago in the Daily Memphian. Tickets go on sale for that on Tuesday, and we'll have more information. I'm sure I will share with you here in the coming weeks as we continue to play trivia every Thursday during the pandemic.
All right. Thanks very much, Kevin. We appreciate it. Talk to you next week. That is Kevin Sarita. We got to take a break. When we come back, there's some another Florida State issue. We'll talk to Mike Norvell in Florida State. Who knows?
I'm with you.
I'm not. But we will tell you what it is when we return. It's Jeff Cockinger, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, Naya had never set foot in a bank. Naya just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been a big part of the inner city rugby program. Naya started making a little money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that's where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do their online banking with their mobile app. Not only that, the folks at Triumph decided to work with inner city rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and can start to build brighter financial futures for themselves. Naya is the first of dozens in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You can benefit too, of course. Triumph offers that same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Frontier Western Store is open and ready to serve you for all your needs in boots, apparel, pet food, and more. Frontier is proud to be a local leader here in the Mid-South when it comes to boots. Stop by the store today for an incredible selection of name brand work and dress boots. Come browse aisles and aisles of top quality boots at everyday low prices in their world-famous boot showroom. Dan Post, Rocky, Durango, Twisted X, Georgia, Ariat, and many more. There's so many styles, colors, and fits available, you might need a hand picking out your favorites. Luckily, Frontier's knowledgeable sales staff will cheerfully assist you with any questions you have and ensure the proper fit of your new boots. Frontier also has an amazing selection of jeans and shirts by Wrangler, Ariat, and Carhartt, as well as a fully stocked women's boutique department with thousands of tops and dresses at unbelievable prices. New arrivals often. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
Hey, it's me, your cousin, from Boston. I'm on the radio doing ads for Sam Adams. Now I'll be known as the Sam Adams guy instead of the dude who fell in the quarry. Sam Adams Boston Lager is crisp and refreshing, which is why I bring a six-pack wherever I go, except the movies anymore. Sam Adams, from Boston, with love. Here's a legal pot. Watch how fast I can read. The Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly. Now, is that 30 seconds? Are we even close?
There's no part of our bodies that put in more work than our feet. And with all that work, your feet can start to ache. But luckily, there's relief for our overworked feet. Skechers ArchFit footwear for men and women. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to design a shoe that provides total foot and arch support for all-day comfort. They used 20 years of data and over 120,000 unweighted foot scans to create a podiatrist-certified insole that distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have. See all the styles of ArchFit footwear for men and women at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
You know, I used to think that Medicare was one big complex mystery. What's covered? What's not? Then I made one phone call to UnitedHealthcare and got the answers I needed. In one call, I learned I could combine my Medicare coverage into a single plan for little or no extra money. With the AARP Medicare Advantage Plan from UnitedHealthcare, I get more coverage than original Medicare. My prescription drugs are included, plus other great benefits like dental and 24/7 virtual doctor visits with zero copays. Plus, it's the only plan with the AARP name. So if you are turning 65 or have questions about the mysteries of Medicare, make that one call to UnitedHealthcare at 1-844-9-GET-UHC.
That's 1-844-9-GET-UHC. Or go to GetUHCMedicareToday.com.
Paid actor portrayal. Benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. United Healthcare Insurance Company pays royalty fees to AARP for the use of its intellectual property. AARP and its affiliates are not insurers. AARP does not employ or endorse agents, producers, or brokers.
Heard of the job? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs.
I am hopeful for a vaccine. I guess my big hope now is that by this time next year, we will be 100% back to normal, right? But that, notice I say by this time next year. That means that we are going to be learning virtually. We are going to be working virtually for a while, for an extended period. This is not, we are not done yet. And that's why Cooper Systems is the place. I call them your IT department. It could be your own personal IT department. The phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. Lee and Lauren Cooper are the folks. But let's say you have a data recovery issue. All of a sudden, whoa, where the heck? Cooper Systems. I've used them for that myself. The technicians are right there, can help you with data recovery. Or, since we are in this for a little bit of a long haul, it appears, they can build you a computer with their Phoenix Computer Systems to your own specifications. You may not understand what that means fully. What it means is you can get all everything you need and none of the stuff you don't need. So you're not paying for the stuff you don't need. You get all the stuff you do need, and you will discover the difference. It's their Phoenix Computer Systems where they build a computer for you, unlike any other in the world. Phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. Your very own IT department as we make our way through this chaos. It is Cooper Systems. Let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
Well, this has been rough for Mike Norvell. Hasn't been the smoothest of starts. And I don't know that this one, he handled the last one extraordinarily well, right? And you have to say extraordinarily well. But now he's got Florida State sophomore wide receiver Warren Thompson made allegations on Thursday morning that the Seminoles football program has not displayed proper leadership in ensuring the safety of its players amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Thompson, in a lengthy Instagram post Thursday morning, claimed he had been lied to multiple times about the conditions of other players' health and his own, and further stated they had been ridiculed for speaking up regarding the issue. Quote, being a student athlete is difficult during this time, and the proper leadership of Florida State regarding these problems doesn't exist. During this entire week of camp, I've been lied to multiple times about the conditions of other players' health as well as mine. It has been shown to myself and the rest that our leadership is based off an I mentality, with them only worried about their own future rather than their own athletes. I have been ridiculed about speaking up regarding this issue, and it needs to be addressed for myself to safely continue this season. Warren Thompson is a receiver who played in six games last year.
They were the first four, so it appears that he did what we see a lot today. He played the four games that you're allowed to play, and then redshirt is what it appears to me.
Now, listen, if they aren't taking it seriously, shame on them, right? And we've seen Colorado State was the other place where.
Sure.
Now, there are the allegations. It wasn't just one person.
Right.
In Colorado State, it was a significant number of people. And if others come forward and back this up, and maybe I'm just in the tank for Mike Norvell. He is a detailed dude, you know? And I just find it hard to believe that he's not taking it seriously.
I think
that's not how he is wired. So, but it does go to show this starting with a new, this is what I was talking about earlier from a different perspective.
Yeah.
Starting as a new coach somewhere where you don't have a relationship with these people.
Yep.
It's hard enough. That first year is often hard. You've got people leaving, et cetera, all that stuff. And then you throw in this, and I mean, what a disaster. It's why the Ryan Silverfield hire increasingly looks brilliant.
The other thing that really stood out to me is consistently during the coaching search, and because obviously Florida State was going to be a player for Mike Norvell, that was one of the jobs that I asked a lot of questions about from people that know better. I was consistently told some version of this, That job is a bigger mess than people
think.
The
team's a mess, right?
Yes.
They shouldn't ever be as bad as they were.
Exactly.
So if they're bad as they were, it's because of dysfunction.
Correct.
As well as...
Correct.
And again, if he...
By the way, that's not pointing a finger at Warren Thompson. That's not...
No. I hope... Listen, if they should look into it, of course. They should look
absolutely
into it. Absolutely. And so, anyway, there you go. The other thing I wanted to tell you was that Hard Knocks, people are watching it. And it's interesting because everything around sports has gotten big ratings. Golf has been killing it, right?
Yep.
The Jordan documentary killed it, right? Like, we're seeing people are hungry for sports, so they watch sports. The draft killed it. So why isn't Hard Knocks killing it? Austin Karp said, according to Austin Karp, who follows this stuff, Tuesday premiere averaged 273,000 viewers on TV. Lowest figure I can find for a Hard Knocks episode. Last year, episode one for the Browns averaged 705,000 on TV, 859,000 with streaming. So it's gone from 705,000 on TV to 273,000 on TV. That's crazy. On the other hand, I didn't know it was happening.
Correct. I would say by far this was the least promoted debut I can ever remember for Hard Knocks. I mean, I found out
where do we normally hear about it?
Well, it's just promoted.
All this talk.
Yeah, you know, NFL Network will promote it, like, because obviously NFL Films is involved in the production.
It's on HBO.
It is on HBO.
I don't get HBO.
Correct.
But I still usually know it's starting. This time it took me by surprise that it's starting. You said that the people that you watched it with.
So the people that I normally, like, there's a group of us that pretty regularly watch Hard Knocks. We all reached the same conclusion in that we thought it was highly entertaining. The question was, because we had so little expectations, is that why we enjoyed it, or was it truly that good?
Are they, by the way, it's both the LA teams, right?
Correct.
Are they? They have two different practice facilities.
Correct. So the Chargers are still working out in Carson, which is where the stadium that they've played in. And then it looked like, to me, it looked like the Rams were maybe at UC Irvine.
I see. And then the other news is there's plans starting to be floated around spring football. Obviously, the Pac-12 and Big Ten at this point are planning to see if they can at least play spring football. Evidently, there's a subcommittee that's looking at this that's thinking of starting in January. But Jeff Brohm, who is the coach at Purdue, has come up with a plan to start in an 8-game schedule, I believe, in February. Is that right?
Correct. I think an 8-game schedule, and then he even included a playoff in May. It was very detailed.
One of the problems is, I don't know if you know this, it's cold up there.
I do.
So the idea of starting in January seems stupid to me, although I saw somewhere else someone was saying, listen, you can do this in indoor stadiums. There are a bunch of indoor stadiums up there, and you can't play in Minnesota in January. Dumbest thing ever. Like, you just can't, right? It's everyone likes a good snow game, right? One good snow game.
Especially one that you're watching only on TV.
Only on TV. But you can't have a snow season. It's just insanity. And so, but could you go play at the, is it still called the RCA Dome? Could you go play there?
So it's Lucas Oil.
Lucas Oil
would be one. U.S. Bank Field, which is in Minneapolis, their beautiful new stadium for the Vikings, is another. I'm trying to think of the.
Where does Detroit play now?
Detroit plays at Ford Field. I imagine that would be a legitimate option. Yes, that's an indoor stadium.
That's an indoor stadium. So there are a bunch where you could play. I don't know. Like, I do hope if they don't get a fall season that they get a spring season. I do think it's a bad look for football to be divided like this, don't you?
Yeah, but I think it was predictable in the end. Like, in the end, this was what...
It is what college football is.
Exactly.
First of all, it's every man for himself.
Exactly.
That's what we've seen about college football. This idea that we're in anything for the good of college football is
absolutely
nonsense.
Not.
All this realignment stuff from the very beginning. And when David Rudd talks about the lack of leadership nationally, listen, it's a whole universe where everyone's out to screw everyone from the beginning to the end, right? And he speaks about it as someone who's on the been screwed side by the NFL. is socialism, right?
Oh,
the
NFL,
the NFL is socialism.
It's ironically, yes.
And it works. This is every man for himself, and it doesn't. And I'm not getting behind socialism for our country, but I will say that, like, it's unattractive what is happening in college football. What's coming up next here on 92.9 FM ESPN, besides the Grizzlies game, which will be on these very airwaves?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. We are tentatively, fingers crossed, scheduled to have Paul Feinbaum on the Jason and John show. I'll be with you for about 30 minutes today on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Grizzlies pregame begins at 2:30 with Jessica Benson. Tip-off against the Bucks at 3 o'clock. You can always listen right here on 99 FM ESPN, 680 AM, as well as the radio.com app.
Thanks for listening, buddy. We got a guy out of here. Congratulations to Jeffrey for winning on Aaliyah's birthday.
Happy birthday, baby.
And we'll be back tomorrow for an hour. Work's done.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey folks, this is Dominic Kuhn, General Manager here at Sunrise on the Pike. I want to invite you to Sunrise Super Summer Sale going on right now. Deals are so hot, catch them before they're gone. Thinking about a new or used car or truck and not sure where to go to get the most for your money? Come to Sunrise on the Pike. More than 500 Buicks and GMCs to choose from. The majority price at employee price and bad credit, bankruptcy, slow pay, that is okay. Here at Sunrise, we specialize in secondary financing, cars below $10,000. If you got a job, you're approved at Sunrise, the home of the guaranteed credit approval. See us online at sunriseonthepike.com or in person at 1800 Covering Pike.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.